This is our first time drinking on the podcast. Oh, it's Justin and I. All right, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Candid episode 20.
Episode 20. We're two here. Zero.
We usually start off with like really high energy. We're going crazy. We're yelling in the microphones. But right now we're going to have everyone unclench your jaw. Roll your shoulders back. Take a deep inhale. And open mouth exhale. Just let it out. Because seriously, we're feeling this midweek hump, aren't we?
Holy hell, you guys. It's been a freaking week. We can't even tell you why for some reasons. But other reasons are very obvious with work and having other jobs. And oh my God.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell them why we're recording on a Wednesday and not a Monday?
Yeah. So if you guys notice, my voice probably sounds a little funky. So I'm sorry that I sound a little more manly this episode. It's because I have a very bad cold. And I thought it was COVID, obviously. No matter what kind of sickness we get these days, it's like you need to go get checked out. You need to get that tested. So I quarantined for a couple days. I was like, you guys, we probably shouldn't record Monday because I got some funky thing going on. So we waited and I got my test back and I'm negative. So
thank God.
Common cold still exists.
She calls and she goes, hi, maybe we should record with your mom and my mom on Wednesday. I'm like, no,
that was
no.
Good.
I was like, no, we're not. Like, we're not. No, I'm like, get your germ ass away from my mom. There's no fucking way. I'm like, no. So,
oh my gosh.
It's a Wednesday. We're recording. We're freaking hyped to be here.
And yes, our moms are coming on eventually.
I think, you guys, it's going to be a really fun episode. We've talked about what we're going to talk about. And it's not this episode. It's probably a few coming, like three from now. But our moms are so knowledgeable and so real, but they're like us, but not quite. You'll just have to wait to see.
My mom's a mini version of me. You'll find out. It's hilarious.
My mom is too, but we're going to give her a glass of wine because then she gets loosey-goosey.
And like we said, we're drinking a little wine today because, yes, we're feeling the stress. Not saying we always like drink during the week because we really don't, which is why this episode, we're like, it's a Wednesday. We've had a lot of stress this week. Like Sid said, some behind the scenes stuff at the podcast for sure. We have good things coming. We're excited to be here. We're excited with what's coming with the podcast. We're excited. We have all these new listeners, but you know what? We needed a little bit of vino.
I needed a pick me up, man. Okay. And guess what? Life gets fucking real, but give yourself a break. Notice when things are getting too heavy. Like I had a notice today at work, like this is too much. Good things are coming with the pod, but it's a lot and there's pressure, and just recognize when it becomes too much. Give yourself a break. Have a little vino. Watch a little shit TV, reality TV. God dang it. Sit down.
What are you watching right now? Shit TV.
I just finished The Bachelor After the Rose.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, that is just a bummer. I really liked Rachel and Matt. I'm not going to lie, but she made some big ass mistakes, and that is just such a freaking, another thing.
I will say, like, I loved that conversation because it was so uncomfortable. Bachelor After the Final Rose. I was like, what is going on? Who is this man? It's not Chris. Okay, we could have a whole segment on Bachelor, but some of you guys don't listen, so we'll move on.
But it was really good. If you don't even like The Bachelor, go watch that because it's probably the realest conversation I've ever heard on reality TV about racial discrepancies, racism, different things like that. It was needed. That's all I have to say about that.
Needed. But yeah, since we have some new listeners here, we're going to start out with a few Apple Podcast reviews, some of our favorites over the past week. So Sid, you want to kick us off?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this one's labeled Candid Talks, 5-star review. Woo!
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Sometimes you need the people in your life that are 100% candid with you. And these two ladies are those people. These girls are real and honest. Give them a listen.
Thanks. Thank you, Lupitaser.
I love that name.
That's the name. Okay, next one.
You want to do that now?
Yes. Next one, 5-star. I came across their page on Instagram and decided to give their podcast a listen when I was at work one day and absolutely love it. It is very insightful and so entertaining. I've been binging their episodes and can't wait for the new ones to come out.
Aww.
Thank you, Amanda.
Amanda, 202. Okay.
So you guys, if you haven't yet, it does mean a lot to us, especially now that Straight Candid is getting some more hype. Like, we need you guys. We appreciate you guys. Please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Please support us because it means everything to us. So
it helps us grow. It helps us make more for you. It helps us make this come together. And honestly, it helps us because some little potato man out there rated us a 1-star because we aren't funny. He said, there's no comedy found.
Potato
I read it and
man.
I was like, excuse
I'm like,
me?
First of all, sir, get out of here.
I'm like, okay.
Bye.
no comedy found. I think I'm pretty fucking funny. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, we talk
we're
real
pretty funny.
Yeah,
we're
and
real.
Like I said on our Instagram story too, like we talk real shit. We want to be funny. Like it's fun, but we also don't want to be completely one direction. So we're here to talk the real shit. We're here to give you guys entertaining information, but stuff to also help you like be a better person. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, bring new things to the table every single week. That's why we're here. Anyway, it's episode 20, so it's just like we've got to give you a little more. We, you know, people who have been here from the beginning, we love you, we appreciate you, and we see you. I promise you. We're watching on Instagram, watching across the board, and we love you. But for the people that are new and also the long-term listeners, we got to give you some more information. So we want to do 20 question game, 10 for me, 10 for Soph.
20 questions for our 20th episode.
Oh.
No, we'll do this first and then we'll do straight.
Yeah, I like that better. I felt like it flowed much better.
Go for it.
Okay.
So we're going to get to know Sophie a little bit. Here we go.
Here we go. Rapid fire. Sophie, number one, when was your first kiss?
My first kiss, real kiss, was eighth grade. I was in a musical and I was Belle and the Beast was going to kiss me in the musical. So I made sure my little boyfriend at the time kissed me beforehand.
Wait, what?
Because I didn't want the Beast to kiss me in the musical.
Oh my God, as your
to
first
be,
kiss.
As my first kiss, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. Oh, so you made it.
But I will say to make this a little more funny, I showed a boy my private parts.
What do you mean?
But in first grade, so before I had my kiss, we both went into this little bathroom and we exchanged our private parts just to show each other.
Wait, what? Wait, what do you mean?
I was like, do you have a private part? He's like, yeah. He's like, do you? And I said, yeah. So we went into the bathroom and we both whipped it out.
These are why I'm afraid to have children. These are the reasons why I'm afraid to have children. They have no idea what's going on. Are you kidding?
Nope. First grade. I literally
did
remember
you tell your
it.
Mom that?
I haven't. I should tell her when she comes home. It was the first peenie I've ever seen.
I have stress already for having children. Okay. Okay.
Next question.
On. Number two. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be, for the longest time, a Disney star. You know, when you would sit there watch Sweet Love Zack and Cody. I'm not kidding you. My mom was all for it, too. Like, we looked for agents when I was little. And I applied to do Harry Potter.
What?
I remember, like, apply for an actress position in Harry Potter. But it was a scam and never worked out. And then I gave up.
So you weren't Hermione?
No, I was not Hermione. Fuck that.
God damn. Okay, but those weird little modeling agency gigs, girls, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they were weird. You'd show up and it was like this, like hundreds of girls there. And I remember hearing them. And this one girl came out crying and she goes, they told me I'm too skinny. And just started bawling. And my mom looked at me. She's like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
These crackers.
Yeah.
I was like,
next
done.
Question.
Anyway, sorry.
Say this
what?
Is supposed to be
ADHD,
rapid
sorry.
Fire.
I know I'm not very quick at this. Okay, three. Current book you're reading.
Thinner, Leaner, Stronger by Michael Matthews.
Okay. Four. Who is the person you most admire?
My mother.
Oh.
She's like me, but an older version and literally my best friend. I tell her everything. She knows everything's going on in my life. And I'm so excited for her to be on the podcast. So definitely my mom because she's just the genuine, like all my friends would come over and want to talk to my mom.
I
like
love
that's
that.
Who my mom was. Yeah.
Your mama. She's
I love
the
her.
Best. Okay. Five. If you could reenact one movie love scene, what would it be?
Okay. Have you seen After?
No.
Okay. It's on Netflix, you guys. Just After. There's another one
is
called...
Is it a Netflix original?
I think so. There's another one called After We Collided. It's like Hardin and Jess, I think are the names of... Yeah. Hardin Scott and Tessa... Oh, Tessa Young. They're the main actors in it. And it's more of like a... Definitely a chick flick. And it's a slow like... lovemaking and it's her first time and I don't know, I'm telling you, it's sexy.
When I was thinking love scene, I was seeing like they were at the like movie
oh,
theater.
No, it was like a very
1, 2, 3, 4 count the shoulders.
I mean they did that too, but it was like the most intimate love scene, like lovemaking scene I've ever seen.
Really? And it was her first time?
Oh,
I bet that's a lie
so
because
sexy.
That for sure didn't feel good. Anyway, next moving on. Sorry,
so
had to be said.
Okay, well there was this one part where she was at a lake and he was like touching her body and it was like he was like, have you ever been touched before? She was like, not like
oh my
this.
God, this sounds very intense.
Yeah. My voice is also
sounds
raspy
like a
too.
Watch
I'm
Alone
like,
movie.
Not like this. Okay, keep going. Next question.
Six, do you feel in any, do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Sorry, I was reading the one before.
Andrew's staring at me.
Wait, why?
Our producer.
I
because
saw that.
I know he believes in the conspiracy theory that birds aren't real and that they're the government watching you. Like
wait,
all the birds.
No, you don't, Andrew.
Yeah, I could maybe get behind pigeons, but like not all the birds.
I could believe that some are planted to watch us, but why wouldn't they just put a camera in a tree like the
but
fake trees that we see everywhere? Because exactly. they can fly.
But I do believe
use
in the
drone.
I do believe in the Britney Spears.
Okay.
With the, what is that called?
With her dad.
With her dad being the, what's the word?
I don't know.
All you listeners know the word. I'm just going to move on. But yeah, the Britney Spears and how her dad's in control of all of her moves.
Well, side note, can we talk about it for a second? Did you see the Paris Hilton conspiracy? I know these are okay, you're right. On to the next. Seven.
Sid, this is my time okay, to shine.
Sorry, I get excited. First thing you notice about someone of the opposite sex?
Probably their confidence, like the vibe, energy they give off.
I love that. 8, when did you feel most proud of yourself?
Ooh, I would honestly say this past year of my life.
Really?
This COVID. Yeah, because I feel like I've grown so much as a person. Also figuring out exactly what I want to do with my life and my career, thinking that I needed to have a certain career, a certain job, when I've been able to find out, like, creating content and doing a podcast with you and doing these little things that I find all this, like, love and passion in, it's, like, lit me up, and I just want to keep fucking going. And this past year has been so much growth for me. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. I love that I'm a part of it. Okay. 9, what song instantly gets you dancing?
Oh yeah, Bus It by Erica Banks.
Oh yeah, that's Bus a good
it.
One.
Bus It. So good.
Is you? Nah, nah. 2 shots? Okay, 10. Last one.
That's like a twerking one.
I know it is. Would you rather date a guy who is super smart, funny, hot, or rich?
Smart, funny, hot, or rich. Definitely funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Easily. I respect that.
Funny.
I respect that. Oh, I love getting to know you. Yeah, even though I probably could have answered all these about you.
Your turn. You
like the back of my hand.
Okay, right. Ready, Sid? We got 10 questions.
I'll try to be quick, but everyone knows I have ADHD. All right, ready.
Yeah, she's like talking about Paris Hilton. I'm like, bitch, this is my time. I don't need to talk about Paris Hilton. Okay, question 1. What is your morning routine?
Morning routine, I wake up, usually check my phone for about 2 minutes. I'm trying to get away from that. But yeah. I get up, I wash my face. I do the specific morning cleanser situation. Cleanser, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, this other thing, CeraVe. Then I make my coffee, no matter what.
CeraVe.
It's like the literally every dermatologist will say use it. I don't know, you guys. It's yes, you can get it at Target, but yes, it's good for you. Then I do coffee. I do espresso. I do oat milk. I froth it. Put a little hazelnut toffee flavored in there. Boom.
Oh,
happy
you
about
made
that?
You made me a latte one time.
Oh yeah.
Holy fuck.
Let me tell you, in a past life, I was a barista in Arizona.
I literally think and you were.
I'm never letting go of that ever.
Next question. Biggest fear.
My biggest fear, I would say my biggest irrational fear is that a plane's going to crash. Like every time I'm on it, you know that I have anxiety about that, like severely. And I wish that it seemed rational to me, but I know it's irrational, but I panic. But
Not really. Did you see what happened with?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I don't like to think about that. Oh, please don't remind me. But
there was like a video, if you don't know, I don't know, it went viral of I forget what airline. Probably United. Obviously not Delta, but another airline.
It was United, and it was a Denver, Colorado flight to Hawaii. Anyway, it's scary really, shit. They all were fine, thank God. But really my biggest fear in life is not making something of my life, like not doing something with my life. I'm afraid that I'll fall into the patterns that I see of society. I know this is kind of getting long-winded and these are going to be supposed to be quick, but it's like falling into these patterns of society, like get money, have a lot of clothes, have a big house, do all these things when really that's not what fulfills me. That's my fear.
Love that. 3, go to drink at a bar.
Vodka soda with extra limes.
Oh my God.
More
so
limes.
Basic.
Can I have a few more limes?
Could you add like a little
just
squeeze
a few more
of
limes?
Lime?
And a squinch of lime.
Thanks.
I'm such a basic. Oh,
okay.
Damn it.
Next question. Secret bad habit. Oh, or childhood habit. How
okay.
About that?
I know exactly what it is. I sleep with a bunny rabbit still. I'm 23 years old. I'm about to turn 24 in a week. And I sleep with a little baby bunny rabbit that my grandma gave me when I was born. And literally, I sleep with it every night. I'm not going to lie to you. It's in my bed. I make it in my bed and I make sure it's not squished in the corner. I like always make sure it's tucked in with the cover.
I still sleep with my stuffed dog named Carmel.
Carmel. Mine's named Bunny. She's a bunny rabbit.
And it's kind of like tucked under my bed a lot, but this Carmel has been through a lot. I had my first orgasm on Carmel's head.
What the fuck?
On Carmel's head.
What in the hell? You're kidding me. You did not just say that.
I almost didn't say it, but I had to. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Bunny has never experienced an orgasm. I'll tell you that. Next question.
You get creative when you're young. When you're young, you get creative. Next question. Okay. Number six. Sorry, I took your shine there. I had to. Number six. Next question. Biggest learning from your parents and their divorce.
I would say that if you're unhappy, get out. But you need to put an effort to try to make a relationship work. It's not just going to work because you want it to work or because you at one point committed to each other. It has to be a constant commitment versus, you know, falling out of love. It takes work. And mm-hmm. if you're not willing to put in the work or the other person isn't willing to put in the work, it's not going to work. So
love that.
Yeah.
Biggest regret.
Oh God. I have like a few. I would probably say, you know, not taking a wild opportunity and moving to California.
Yeah.
It was a regret of mine. And to be honest, I never actually regret anything. I don't think it's healthy to regret anything. Because we wouldn't be here right now. So it always ends up paying off in the end. So.
Okay. What about you? When was your first kiss?
Okay. I had a crush on my neighbor kid. His name was Quinn. I won't say the last name. Jesus. I always get in trouble for saying people's names. You know what I mean? We're always like, I'm like, Andrew, bleep that. I went over to his house. We were playing house in their playhouse in the backyard. Yeah. And we were mom and dad. So like, obviously I had to kiss him.
Well, yeah, he's the dad.
And he pushed me away and he goes, "Why? What did you just do that for?" Like wiping his lips, wiping his face. We're like 10-ish, I think 10 or 9. Yeah. And I go, "Well, we're mom and dad. Mom and dad's kiss." And I was like very stern and serious about it. And he literally just didn't say anything, walked out of the house, started crying, walked into his parents' house, locked the door, and wouldn't play with me for like 5 months.
You're like, you have to kiss me. We're mom and dad. It's almost like childhood way of like manipulating.
Literally thinking of this in my head, though, I had like a fake little apron on.
Oh, cute.
And I just was like, aw. I took off my apron, walked home.
Next question. First thing you notice about the opposite sex.
Eyes. Blue eyes.
Jordan, her boyfriend, name is Jordan.
Beautiful eyes. Blue eyes. Yeah.
Okay, next question. If you could do something for the rest of your life, what is it?
Surf. Ooh. Surf and live on the beach, 100%. Oh. I would surf. Like, I love wake surfing. I love real surfing, although I'm not good at that one, but I just surf and be on the water. That's my happy place.
She's a really good wake surfer. I've seen
Thank
her.
Thank you.
Okay, when did you feel... Okay, last question. Sorry, I went up one. Would you rather date a guy who is super smart, funny, hot, or rich?
I would say smart.
Okay.
Yeah. When you said that too, I kind of had my answer in my head and yeah. I was like, shit, because it is between being funny and smart. And it's hard to pick, but I'm like, I have to learn from the person constantly. But then I'm like, oh God, but they've got to make me laugh.
Mine's between funny and hot. No, just kidding. But not really. I don't know.
No, I'm not kidding. Actually, I'm not fucking kidding at all. That's hilarious.
We're going to go back, wrap it back into our hashtag straight kind of moments of the week. You want to go? You want me to go?
You want to go?
Yeah, sure. I always make you go first. Yeah. So I'll go.
You lead.
My straight candid moment of the week. Let's see here. So I went out on Saturday night with some girlfriends. So excited because I'm not even going to name the bar because I don't want to get them in trouble. But we went out to this bar. The COVID restrictions were pretty much non-existent.
I know exactly what bar you're talking about.
There was the dance floor. The only time we had to wear a mask was ordering drinks up at the bar, right? Tons of people. Absolutely insane. Shoulder to shoulder. Grinding, sweaty. Drinks.
Grinding, like, sweaty.
So much potential. But I was like, huh. Am I old or am I just like not enjoying this anymore?
And you didn't, you weren't having fun.
I mean, like always have fun. Like, I mean, like if I'm out and I'm going to be having with my girlfriends, like I'm going to make it a good time. Like we had a good time, but it wasn't what I remembered it to be pre-COVID. You know what I'm saying?
See, I relate to this. It's like the effort to make it fun. It's like when you were in college, you just went out and it was wild and you made it fun
We were always like drunk and blackout. But like, I don't always want to drink a ton when I go out and party now. You know, it's like I want to go out and have fun, meet people, but I don't want to have to like get drunk. I just wanted to like have a good time, you know?
I can totally relate to this though. Cause
So I'm like, I don't know if it was just a circumstantial thing, like the vibe, the energy, the douchebags that were there, or if it was more of like shit, like I'm 25, almost 26. I just don't know if I find the pleasure in this. But you know what? We're going to give it a go in another couple weeks.
Yeah, give it a go with me.
I usually do that. Like I'm like every 2 weeks I like go out and have a good time and then I like wrap it back in. So we'll give it another 2 weeks and I'll report back.
So you know what I think is more fun in my opinion? Mm. And don't get me wrong. If I'm going to the bar with my girlfriends or on a girls trip, like
yeah,
totally down for it. But to me, sometimes drinking is not worth it because getting drunk doesn't feel good to me. And also it kind of wastes my next day.
Yes.
Away. But what I've noticed is like I love being buzzed at a fun dinner.
Yes.
With my girlfriends.
That's
and
awesome.
And just being hilarious laugh. Mm-hmm. Like that's fun. Mm-hmm. But when you go to the bar and you're like, hey, what's your name? I'm like, what? I can't
what?
Hear you.
What's you your say? Name?
I'm like, no, no. Yeah. I'm like, no, you can go to Sally's and do that. Yeah. Like go to Sally's.
Exactly.
And by Sally's, I mean the bar on campus, like on the U of M campus, like sketchy. Go there. Yep. Everyone hits on everyone. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. What about fair. You? Straight can a moment.
Okay. So I named my mouse Georgia, who lives in my house.
Your mouse?
My mouse that lives in my house. Yes.
So
that
she has a little extra roommate.
So there's a roommate that's not paying rent. Okay. Anyway. So I'm sitting in my bed the other day and I'm on a work meeting. I'm like being loud. I like just got up. I dropped a few things, you know, I was being clumsy. And I'm sitting in the work meeting in my bed, not with my camera on because I just like didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I look over to my left and literally two little mice run across the floor. And I screamed like bloody murder on my Zoom call with like 35-ish people. And I was like, fucking nuts. And everyone's like, did everyone hear that? What's going on? And I'm like, there's a mouse. I'm like, I'm going to get off now. I'm just going to get off. And he literally, so I go into Meg's room. In my roommate's room, the mouse is like running and runs across the floor. And I'm like,
disgusting.
I feel like I'm like tough. And then this little hairy ball of fire just like scares the shit out of me. Anyway, that's my candid moment. You know why?
Did you have another one?
I have another one, actually. Okay. What I was going to candidly say is my hashtag straight candid moment of this week is that I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
I've never been more burnt out in my entire life. And I will admit that like I've never had this much on my plate and mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to balance it right now.
Yeah.
And like I'm being totally candid in the fact that like my back hurts and my head hurts from being so stressed out. And it's mostly work related, which is okay. And it'll happen. But just know that when these things happen, you didn't do something, you know, you didn't communicate your bandwidth and you didn't like communicate to other people like, hey, my plate is full.
Yeah.
And you just have to, when these moments happen, you've got to figure mm-hmm. out like, how the fuck can I not do this again?
Yeah.
That's basically what I wanted to be candid about because
yeah.
I'm in pain.
Yeah.
I'm in pain and it happens and it's life mm-hmm. and that's just how it goes.
I feel you. It's like once I start this new job that I'm about to have too, it's like with this plus the other side hustles that I do, it's going to be a struggle, but we're going to have to find a routine.
We will.
And we'll figure it out. And that's the thing. It's like when changes happen, I've noticed myself since I've been young, when there's any sort of adaption, changes, new school year even, it's like originally so fucking stressful and anxiety ridden. But then it's like you find the routine. We figure out how to use our schedules. We also figure out who to say no to and who's worth our time, what's worth our time, and we move on.
I agree. And I literally always will say you don't ever not have time. You just need to prioritize your time better.
Yeah.
And I believe that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. So if you're ever like, fuck, my plate's full and I don't know what to cut.
Yeah.
Look a little deeper. I'm sure you can see on your plate like, mm-hmm. damn, I'm giving effort in these relationships and I'm getting nothing from it.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn.
Love that.
Anyway, that's me being real.
So that was our hashtag straight candid moments of the week. Again, you guys keep sending yours in because we share every episode at the end. We got two really good ones.
So I'm like getting giddy to get to the end. But
so we will share those at the end of this podcast. So don't stop listening right now. Okay. Cause right now we're getting into a little fun topic. We're going to talk about dating age gaps and like, does age really matter and age gaps in general. So I guess we want to start out by just giving like our experiences and our preferences.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you take it for a little bit. You want to just talk about it?
Okay.
Like what you prefer and maybe some like stories you have that kind of emphasized the fact that your partner had a large age difference. Because you right now are dating older.
Yes.
But not too much older. But
yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, Jordan's 30. I'm 23. I'm about to be 24. So really only technically 6 years. I love saying that because you're like, no, dude, it's 7. But whatever. I like dating older. Actually, there's a lot of pros. I would say there are a few cons and I'll be totally candid with you guys on what those are. But first, like, let's just start with what's good. Mm-hmm. Even in college, I was 18 and I dated a 20, 27-year-old, which is really like, that's a little bit weird. I think I was in college. Like, I was dating somebody who was out of college for like, what, 6 years, five that's years? Hard. Like, that's a lot. So it can be weird. And I think what I've realized looking back on those relationships of like, whoa, that was a huge age gap. And I was only 18 or 19. Is like, I was not even mature, even though I thought I was mature for my age. Yes. But I had a lot to fucking learn. I personally prefer older. I think there's more space for actual growth in the relationship. I think people have gotten their like little, you know, jitters out of like wanting to hook up with people and like wanting to go out to the bar and get fucked up after the, you know, frat life. Hey, like grow, you know what I mean? Just like, it's all shaken off. Their priorities are like, oh shit, I don't have a lot of money because I've been spending it going out to the bars. I'm saving. I need to make a life for myself. On the side of cons though, and I'll be real, sometimes they're, I don't even know how to word this without being like, oh, Sid, don't say that.
I can help you.
You miss out on things. I feel like, you know, sometimes when I've dated older people, and even currently, like they want to go home. They're not, they don't want to stay out till, you know, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. And I'm still 23. Yeah. Like I haven't done my like post-college years yet. I want to have fun. I want to have fun with my girlfriends. Granted, he's not saying don't do that, or he's, no one's ever said don't do that, but it's like, you feel obligated to be with your person. So it's like, shit, how do you balance not doing that, staying out, but like still being with your girlfriends? Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard balance.
That social balance.
Yeah. It's a social balance
is what is difficult.
Cause they've already got it down. Like being alone and like they've got their good friends. They don't all see each other every week, which is like something I'm not used to. They're like, oh yeah, I saw them last month. And you're like, what? Yeah. I see my girlfriends every week. Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Like how, so that's one.
So you're talking about, so we're talking about, I guess like a 7 year age gap, right?
Seven years. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess I used, like, I think I've even said this on the podcast that I prefer older guys, but
I used to date older guys.
Yeah. But now that I've thought about it a little more and experienced both, I don't really know, because I've realized that I do have like such a young energy that old men, old daddies, think that maybe I come off as immature. Like maybe I do, like I'm 25, almost 26. I'm not ready to like give away my weekends and not go out with friends. And like, I'm not saying I'm getting drunk every weekend, but I like to stay out. I like to have those fun times. And it's just like, I just like that. I have the young energy and I need someone who can relate to my humor, my text messages. You have to be able to have the banter. You have to be able to,
that banter.
You have to understand the memes. So like from my experience, like for example, I dated this older guy one time. I think he was like 32, 33 and I was 23.
Okay. Well, 10 years. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was 23, 24 and it just felt like there wasn't much to talk about.
You felt like it was dry.
It was dry. And I was like, is he not funny? Like, maybe it's just because he's not funny. I'm not into him. But it's because of that generational gap. Like, 10 years is a bit of a generational gap to a certain extent because that social media aspect is not quite there. Like, the banter doesn't work.
When he was, when he graduated high school, you were still playing on the playground.
Exactly.
I can't with that.
And, like, I can't. I even remember, like, me telling him one time, I was like, sometimes I just want to like go travel for a couple years and like live off my like paycheck for a bit and then come back to real life, you know? And I was 100% serious. And then this older man goes into like this idea that, well, that's not like realistic, you know, analytically, like blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, no, I'm not here for that. I got that young energy. I got that spontaneity. Thanks, Sid.
You're welcome.
And so, yeah. So there's part of me that thinks older men, if they're within my generation, if they're maybe an elder millennial. What's her name? She's a comedian and she does this whole elder millennial skit. It's hilarious. I think it's like Eliza.
Okay.
If they're like an elder millennial and they still understand the technology side of things, the memes, my humor, the banter, I could get behind it. But yeah, pros also with older men.
Yeah,
sorry,
can I
keep
it
going?
No, yeah, okay. I love this. I'm like, I can bounce off after when you're done.
Pros with older men is that they're usually good in bed.
Okay.
Because they've had that experience and they know women aren't just orgasming from whatever the hell younger guys do for performance based.
You're an oven, not a microwave. Yeah. Tell everyone that.
Yeah. And I feel like I feel like younger guys base sexual intimacy off of like a performance versus actually like pleasing themselves and pleasing the other person. And I feel like an older guy is just more experienced in that realm, and they know that like they know by then that the younger women maybe have been, sorry, I'm like losing my thought, but do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying too. And I think, you know what, like with that, it takes time. Like we need to learn, we kind of know our bodies. I think women are good about knowing their body, or like working towards knowing their body. Mm-hmm. I think guys jump into it too quick, and they start to realize over time that like, in order to satisfy your significant other, if it's a woman, whatever it is, it's like, you need to know that person's body. You need to know their signals. You need to, it's more than just like, yeah, we're drunk after the bar. Ooh, make out with me, jump into bed. Whoa. Yeah. That was crazy. 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, no,
there's a lot more that goes into the intimacy part of it with older men. It's like, they know how to build it up.
Well, and also older men, I think, have intentions of being together longer and like looking ahead.
But not necessarily.
Not always. Yeah. This is generalizing for sure. You're right. Not always. But like they want to see it longer term. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, depending on their age, I would say. Yep. But it's like with younger guys, they're like, oh, that was a fun hookup. Yeah. Anyway.
And the other thing, like along the lines of the sex talk thing, is if you're dating older men or younger men, it's a little difficult because everyone has different sexual prime times of their life. Like for women, I'm pretty sure it's in your 30s.
Oh,
and
interesting.
You're going to want to like fuck like rabbits. And if you're dating, if you're dating an upper 30-year-old guy in your 30s, and this guy is just like, he's already on the downhill. He's like, I spent all my 20s fucking like a rabbit. I ain't ready to do that anymore. It's just interesting because you want to, like, as a 30-year-old, you might be interested in 27-year-old men who are also in the same prime
as you. So sex drive actually fluctuates.
Yeah, for
sure. I have read that, but I haven't, like, heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, too, is, like, I think about, okay, let's say you start dating this person when they're 30, you're 25. Let's say that's a 5-year gap.
The woman is
25. Okay. The man is 30.
Okay.
You're dating, whatever, you get engaged, you're married now. Okay, he's let's just say 35, or, you know, how about let's say he's 40 and you're 35 and you have kids. Like he's going to be, he's older.
Yeah.
Like this is weird for me to say because my parents are older. Like they had me late because they had other relationships prior and they weren't ready. And honestly, I have no issue with my parents being older.
Yeah.
No one would ever know, by the way. Yeah. Like nobody cares.
They look hot still.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My parents look great.
Great.
I'm like, oh, good genes. But it's like, if you were dating somebody with a 10-year age gap, like shit. Yeah. You're going to be like 40 and they're going to be 50 when they get out of college, or not out of college. Go into college, maybe.
Yeah.
Like it's different, you know?
You have to have that conversation about kids too, because that's the other issue. If you're dating younger and you're a woman and he's not ready for kids yet, it's like, well, crap, I'm ready for kids. Like this is my time. So those are the conversations when there is an age gap prevalent, those uncomfortable conversations that you have to have, especially for women who have times where they're fertile.
Yeah.
You have to have those uncomfortable conversations. Like, do you freeze your egg? Or, you know, maybe you're even a woman and you're dating a daddy and he wants you to have kids and you're 25 and you haven't lived the rest of your life.
You're not ready.
And you're not ready for kids. It's like, ugh.
I think there's a dangerous line of toying with like age. Dating an older man in the age and being pressured to feel ready for things that you're not ready for. I think that's something you need to be aware of if you're dating an older man, no matter who you are. I don't care how, you know, like in tune with yourself you are, like, 'cause I'm in tune with myself, but I still toy with that. You know, it's hard to know. Like, hey, wait a minute. I'm 23. I actually haven't done all these crazy trips and lived with fun roommates and like traveled the world. And you've traveled for work for like 6 years. Yeah. Like, I haven't had that and I'm not ready to settle down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Let's dive into a little bit of like the daddy Ooh, talk. Yeah. Just because I think some women are dating really old men. I'm talking about like 20 to 30 years older.
Oh, yeah.
And you also have to be careful with that because you're probably going to get a lot of judgment. And I want to say this right off the bat. Like I should have said this before we started talking about age gaps.
Yeah.
It comes down to your opinions and your happiness and your preferences. Like this Agreed. Is all up to you guys. Obviously we have our pros and cons and our experiences. So listen with however you want, but please like do what makes you happy internally. The external validation is just there. You don't need to listen to it.
You don't, it's all your preference. Like if you're happy with that age gap and you're ready at your age, some people are ready at different ages based on their past. It's not your, you know, place to tell someone when they're ready or when they're not. Mm-hmm. It's our place to tell you like, hey, did you consider these things? Like, are you ready for that? You know, we're just trying to talk about the obvious and talk about what we felt before in those positions.
And to the women who are dating the really old men, let's say you're into like 20-year-old older, just be aware. And you might have backlash from friends and families, and that might just be because they see things that you don't see. So just pay attention to, like, if he's talking to you like in a condescending tone because he is more successful, obviously these older guys are going to be more successful than you if you're at your young 20s, right? So just be careful with gaslighting, condescending tones. If he makes you feel uncomfortable with making a decision of what restaurant to go to because you feel like you can't make decisions without his input, this is also like a very important topic, because I feel like a lot of men, to be honest, like, older men sometimes look for girls that they can emotionally manipulate.
Yeah, it depends on their motive, but yes, 100%. I mean, I hate to say it, but like, for two things actually on that. You have to pay attention to, like, let's say you're going to a fancy restaurant and you can't really afford that restaurant. You should not feel bad for being like, hey, like, you know, we're at different income levels because we've had, you know, you've walked like 10 more years than I have. Like, I can't really afford that. Granted, maybe you're assuming that he'd pay for it, but it's like, it's okay. You should be able to talk with your significant other, God forbid, about money, about being like, hey, I don't have the money to do these extravagant things. Mm-hmm. Another note I have too is like, they might swoon you with things that they have on that other side. Because, okay, I went to ASU, let's be real. I have been around the block with people having, you know, old daddies, yachts, PJs, whatever the F.
PJs?
Private jets. Oh. They call them PJs. It's horrible.
I'm like, PJs? I have PJs? What are you talking about? Everyone has PJs.
I don't call them private jets. I don't call them PJs, I should say. I'm not that snooty tootie, trust me.
Mine are polka dots. Like.
But I'll say this on the cuff. I have never had a sugar daddy. We both get sugar daddies in our DMs. If you like
which
daddies,
are very convincing.
It's at times, let's just be honest. But it's like, they're dangerous. And those relationships can be volatile because I've had friends who the person has bought them literally boobs or paid for their apartment. And
taking applications. Yeah,
Sophie's like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound too bad. But these things that they give them, that they feel like, the girl feels like, now I owe them. Like, at one point, their border, their line of like, actually, I'll have a relationship with this man, but I'm never going to be sexual with this person. He just wants to take care of me. That's fine.
Until he makes you feel guilty about it. Until
he guilts you into being like, look at all this shit that I got you. What do you mean? And now you're used to the lifestyle that you're living and this like $4,000 allowance I'm giving you a week. Excuse me? You're not going to come to my island, or you're not going to have sex with me. Yeah. No, it's those things can be dangerous. Like, I just want to show you the flip side of like, you know, people always are like, oh, maybe I'd have a sugar daddy. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's fun. It probably could be fun, but it also could get very dangerous very fast. Like, I got to be real with you on that.
I did not think of bringing that up this episode. We honestly were like, let's talk about age gaps. And here we are talking about
age gaps and wine.
Talking about, I know, Sid, my face is kind of hot right now.
She's got a buzz.
You guys, this wine, we do not drink midweek.
No, we never do, but this is a week. So yeah, we have an excuse.
I will say, like, as females, we go through a shit ton of, you know, being, what's the word I'm looking for? Like
ebb and flowing.
Oppressed. Oh, yeah. Right? So to a certain extent, it's like, you know what? Why can't we use our female energy to our...
to your power.
To, like, our power,
use
right?
it for... If you want to get something from, you know...
You just have to be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be smart. I was almost going to say, like, would your dad approve of that? But that's not even out of the question. Obviously, dads don't approve of sugar daddies. That's stupid to say. But it's like, just be smart about that, because they're easier to find and easier to get in trouble when you think of it. Anyway, I had one more thought on that daddy thing. Oh, being younger in a relationship. That's what I was going to talk to, because there was one main point I wanted to make before I forget. One very, like, almost dangerous thought I've had dating older men is like, okay, so let's say he's 35 and he dates a 25-year-old. Oh, now, well, you know what? Actually, that's a cuter 23-year-old over there. Oh, now, wait a minute. That 21-year-old is actually cuter over there. Oh, now, like, actually, 20 is kind of a fun age. I really like this younger vibe. As he starts to get older, he wants someone to bring him younger.
And you start to get older,
too. And I'm getting older, and I'm aging, and I'm no longer the hottest girl out there, like, in his eyes. You know, I'm just saying that off the cuff, you know. Like, there's always going to be women that's hotter than you, men hotter than you. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, where are their eyes? What are their intentions?
What a great point, because as you get older, his eyes are going to be wandering no matter what. If he's into you when you're 22, he's going to continue to be in. Yeah. Holy
it just crap. Is something that I've I had to bring up. I have thought about it, and I hate that I've thought about it, and I hate that I even put it in your guys' ears, yeah. But it's something that I've worried about. You know, it's a real life worry. My advice to that, though, is know the person a lot fucking deeper than surface level. Like, if you feel like there's like a little piece of you that's sitting inside you and you're like, God, I just like, I don't feel like he understands me to my core. And I feel like I'm not being my full self. Like, that's not your person. Like, mm-hmm. It should not be that hard. Granted, relationships take work, because you're going to go over a lot more hurdles than just being 25 and having fun in Minneapolis. So
exactly.
That's my advice with that. But I had to bring that up because I was like, it's important to talk mm-hmm. about. God,
so important.
It's just,
and just remember, it's like obviously up to you guys. It's your opinions and your preferences, but we're just going to be aware, and we want to talk about the age gaps. And I'm not going to lie, my sentences are like I keep stopping mid thought because I'm getting a little tipsy. So let's move on to straight candid.
Did you get more wine or you?
No, just don't know. Let's move on to straight candid.
I have a high tolerance. Okay.
That was a thick glass. We had a whole bottle.
Oh, I know, but
let's move on to straight candid stories from our listeners this week.
You guys, they were good. Do you want to read yours first?
Yes. Okay. Wow.
Gotta pull them up. Hashtag straight candid moments. You guys, these are what make our week. This is what makes it like fun. That not only that you guys trust us with this, but that you're willing to share this stuff with us. You guys are amazing. I'll say it every week.
All right. First straight candid story from our listener.
I love this.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the whole thing, but I'll read it fast. Okay. I lived in Oregon, but made a hinge in Texas because I was moving. Matched with a guy, and I kind of kept blowing him off because I hadn't moved yet. Well, he called me out and was like, I can still get to know you until you move. So we chatted, and long story short, I think after a week or two of consistently talking, he booked a flight from Texas to Oregon to meet me. So we came to Oregon. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
For almost an entire week. We traveled all over Oregon, had a ton of fun. He flew home. So being a TikToker that I am, I made a compilation video of all of our adventures, and people love those stories. So it went viral.
Oh, no way. And your one first date.
Yeah. It was like her whole week of adventures with him.
Okay, I love that.
And random girls started commenting and messaging me on Instagram saying this guy was trashy and stuff, and I was super confused and not sure what to do. Well, then I got a message from this girl, and she said, hey, I saw your TikTok about the long distance date, and I need to talk to you because that is my best friend's husband.
Wait, what the
I was shocked. He told me, this is what he told her. He told me he was divorced. He had blocked me on all social media and told me he didn't have social media because of safety with his job. He's a cop. And he clearly lived alone because we had FaceTimed and there was no sign of a woman. Well, after FaceTiming his wife and her best friend and I came out the following. Oh, after she FaceTimed the wife, okay?
Okay.
He had a 2-year-old son.
Oh, my God, no.
They were in fact, still married. They lived separately because she kicked him out 2 months prior because he previously cheated on her. And she never questioned where he was during the week. And then while all this was happening, we found out he's in Colorado visiting another girl. And my TikTok helped her find a total of 5 women he had cheated on and her with from different states and cities. Plus, he gave one girl gonorrhea. Not sure why that was added in. The last part of this, I loved it. She goes, so I gave her all the evidence I had, and she took his ass to court and divorced him and got full custody. Hashtag girls stick together. Hashtag straight candid story. Yeah. What a shady bitch.
Oh, my God.
TikTok can catch any cheater.
You thought Instagram could catch you. Holy hell. TikTok can get you. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm excited for yours, though. Your turn.
Oh, shit. Okay. These both are long this week, but they're really fun because they always have like a fun ending. All right. This hashtag straight candid moment. Here we go. Ready? So I met this guy on Tinder and I was bored and feeling saucy. So we decided to meet up. We talked on Snap to confirm we both were not catfishes and had some casual Snapchatting convo. On Snap, he mentioned something about busting his balls, and I just played it off as a joke, and I continued to drive over to his place. Nice place. No roommate. When I got here, there, he says to me, "Are you ready to do this?" I'm like, what? And he goes, wait for it. He goes, "Ready to kick me in the balls?"
What?
The Snapchat that I thought was a joke was not a joke. He wanted me to kick him in the balls. My head is going a million miles a minute and I'm panicking. Then I think, you know what? I don't have too many stories to tell my kids, so why not? I love this girl. What the hell? This girl is fucking amazing. So I... Okay. At this point, you may be wondering the logistics of busting balls. So here's how it went down.
I am wondering the logistics. Like,
I read part of this. I'm not going to lie to you. I read part of this and not the whole thing. So I'm learning as we go right here, right now. So here's how it went down. He stays fully clothed and he asked me to wind up and kick him at 50%. Oh, we both stay fully clothed. She says.
He gives her a percentage. 50%. Kicking me in the balls. 50%. Yeah.
So with him standing up and his legs slightly apart, I lined my foot up and punted him in the balls. I didn't know what to do after, so we continued a small talk conversation. So they had a small talk after that. He then said he was ready for round two and 70%. So I did it again. He fell to the ground. I felt terrible. And he legit said, no, that this is good. What the fuck? What is going on? I was increasingly getting more bored and felt like we didn't have any connection anyway. So I had my sister call me to fake an emergency. I left and later that night, he sent me a Snapchat video of him punching his own dick and asking me to be his master. I was so uncomfortable. He is his blocked. Hashtag straight candid.
Wait, I've never.
I feel like we're getting wilder and wilder stories, and I'm just like, where are these coming from? What is going on?
I don't even know like what to say. Do guys? Is this a thing? Do people like to be punched in the balls?
The only answer I have is it has to be like BDSM. Is that how you say it? Is that? What?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's like people are
come over and smack me in the titty as hard as you can.
Turn like, on
what
my pain.
The hell is going on? I have nothing. I literally
can
have nothing
just take,
to say.
Let's just take a moment of silence for this busting balls. Wow.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I have no idea what is happening there, but
if
that
anyone,
was a,
we should probably do some research on this. Like if anyone has, maybe this is a, you know, a little bit of a kink. Like
maybe it is.
It's probably a kink. I would assume it's a kink and maybe we're just completely, we don't know what we're talking about and this is a normal thing.
Or maybe
I'm not
this
sure.
is the poo poo boy like times yeah. two and the this is not normal.
If you haven't heard,
think about that.
If you haven't heard poo poo boy, please go listen to episode 19.
Holy shit. You guys, thank you again for sending in these hashtag straight candy moments. We appreciate the hell out of you. Like keep DMing us at straight candy podcast on Instagram. Like please.
Please DM. Please follow us at Straight Candid Podcast and please rate, review, and subscribe on Instagram.
Please do that.
And too. As usual, thanks to the Back Pocket Production Company at the Back Pocket Podcast.
You guys
on
are our people and keep us alive. So everybody, thank you for listening this week. It's a crazy on a whim week, but we love you and we'll be back next week for a regular production.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey.